This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of love as found in John 13 through 17, we've considered the Father's love, Jesus' love, and our love as believers. Now let's look at love as expressed and experienced by the world. Jesus says that those who don't have agape love for Him will not obey His commands. They are committed to doing their own thing. If you obey Jesus' commands because you love Him, the world will hate you. But if you live as they do, they will phileo you. That is, they will have a natural affection for you. They will have this natural affection for you because you have similar lifestyles and commitments. They feel comfortable in your presence. There is a recurring theme, however, when comparing the world that hates Jesus and those identified with Him in a love relationship. That theme is that the world needs to be exposed to an agape love and lifestyle. Jesus says He wanted the world to know He loved the Father, John 14:31. In fact, loving each other as believers, as Jesus loved us, with agape love, will be the distinguishing characteristic that will convince the world that we belong to Him in a special relationship. As the world, which is naturally in opposition to Jesus, is thus exposed to the real thing, quality, loving relationships, some of them will be attracted and won to the Lord. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians 2:14 through 15, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved."